Jim is it's Tim Carter, dude. Thanks for calling WGRR. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you, Tim. How are you this morning?
Excellent. Excellent. Couldn't be better.
Great. I have a question. I have a problem with my crown molding in my bathroom. This time of year, it seems to open up in certain spots about an eighth to a sixteenth of an inch. And before I do anything stupid, I want to call and ask you what I should do.
Now, are you? Where does it open up at? At the corners or where the top of the crown molding hits the ceiling?
Both.
Okay. Is the bathroom kind of towards the center of the house or is it on an outside wall?
It's towards the center of the house.
And is it on the, we're talking second floor bathroom, I'm assuming. I just want to make that assumption.
Basement and then first floor. It's a ranch house.
Okay. Okay. But the house has got roof trusses on it?
Yes.
And how old would you say the house is?
That's an add-on to the house, and it's about 15 years old.
Okay. There's a possibility what's causing all of this movement is what we call truss uplift.
Okay.
It's a known phenomena, and it unfortunately a ton of builders and rough framers don't know anything about this. And here's what happens: the actual truss, because of the extremely cold temperatures that happen up in the attic, and usually the dryness of the air, you know, because the the air up, you know, in the wintertime is just drier, lower humidity.
Right.
The bottom cord of the truss, which is the bottom flat part that creates the things that you nail the ceiling drywall into,
right,
it actually starts to lift up in the center.
Okay.
And instead of being flat, it gets a slight curve to it.
Okay, makes sense.
Because the truss stays connected down on the outside walls. Well, what happens is that if the builders or the rough framers who framed the house nailed the truss to the center walls, which many of them do, it tends to like lift the wall with it.
Okay.
So Simpson, which makes all the joist hangers and all these great metal framing connectors, they make a very, very simple little L-shaped clip that you're supposed to nail the top, the one flange of the clip down to the top plate of the wall, and this clip butts up against the truss. But on the vertical part of the clip, it's got a slot in it that's maybe about an inch long. And through that slot, they nail a nail. But you can see what happens. Because it's a slot and not a hole, the truss can move up and down and not take the wall with it.
Okay.
Yeah. So you may want to get up into your attic, since it's not hot out, and go up and if you can scoot up in there, kind of push some of the insulation away and look to see where the trusses are running over the interior walls and see if they're nailed or not.
Okay.
And if they are, you may want to think about pulling those nails out.
Okay.
And installing these clips in their place.
Okay.
And it may not totally get rid of the problem, and here's why. Because now what happens, the drywall guys are guilty too. When they initially put the drywall up in your house, they probably nailed the edge of the drywall to that truss right where it crosses over that wall. So the truss can still take the drywall with it. So what these drywall guys are supposed to be doing is not nailing the drywall within 12 inches of a wall. Now, removing that nail is almost impossible.
That's on the ceiling?
Yeah, and, okay. And it's all hidden. So I'm just saying that one's a tough thing to do, to get out and to even mess with. What I would do right now is if you've got the cracks, and just experiment with this for a year, is go ahead and take some really good acrylic siliconized caulk.
Okay.
And caulk all those cracks.
Okay.
Because I think the cracks are going to go away in the summertime.
They do, yeah.
Exactly. They disappear in the summer. Okay.
Right.
But caulk them now and then see if the – because now is when the crack's the biggest.
Right.
And what will happen is if you put a really good caulk in, one that's maybe $3, $4, $5 a tube – you know, you're not going to get a lot of shrinkage, and you're going to get a lot of elasticity over time. And next year, what will happen is in the summertime, the caulk's going to get compressed, but next winter, it's going to expand, and you won't see the cracks.
Okay.
So try that first, and then but you should still go up in the attic and see if those trusses are nailed to the walls.
Okay.
All right, pal, anything else?
No, that's so great.
Just caulk them and see what happens.
All right, well, I appreciate that.
And you know how to caulk it, right? You know, use a sponge and, you know, as soon as you caulk about 2 feet, wipe it with your finger and then take a damp sponge and wipe any excess off.
Okay.
And you'll get a really good, crisp caulk line.
a fine board sponge or a...
I like to use a tile grout sponge. I never use those ones that are real square edged.
Okay.
You know, just go out and buy a nice one of those yellow or gold tile grout sponges.
Okay.
Anything else?
That'll do it. I appreciate it.
All right, Jim. Thanks for calling. Ask the Builder, buddy.
Thanks for being there.